Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I will be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. This week I'd like to recognize the efforts of Humboldt County Hospitals and Clinics and their doctors and nurses for their efforts to care for patients with COVID, as well as recognize all the volunteers who have worked in our local vaccine clinics. Here's a one-day snapshot of the Delta variant in Humboldt County. August 27th, the laboratories have just processed the last 400 samples of COVID tests. There was a 28.5% positivity rate. You heard that correctly. Nearly one out of three tests came back positive. That day, a state database showed 33 people were currently in our hospitals with COVID, and 11 of them were in intensive care. That week, we had 10 of our neighbors die from COVID. Now let's look at our monthly snapshot. 10% of the COVID tests in July were positive. That was the highest for any month since the pandemic began. In August, we jumped to over 15% of our COVID tests coming back positive. We are well above the state's average of 5.8% and the national average of 11.6%. Humboldt County has had over 1,750 COVID reported cases in August. Our local medical providers are worried. We are having to transfer more and more patients out of our county to receive care, and non-emergency procedures are being canceled. The strain being put on our local medical system and on our care providers is very real. To add even greater concern is the recent uptick in individuals using the drug ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID. The FDA has not approved ivermectin for use in treating or preventing COVID in humans. Ivermectin tablets are approved at very specific doses for some parasitic worms, and there are topical formulations for head lice and some skin rashes. Ivermectin is not a drug to be used to treat viruses. Ivermectin preparations for animals are very different from those approved for humans. Large doses of ivermectin for humans or animals should not be taken. You can overdose and become extremely ill or die. The safest way to protect yourself and protect our limited medical resources in Humboldt County is to wear a mask indoors, maintain social distancing whenever possible, and talk to your local medical provider about COVID vaccination. To date, 99.99% of the people who are fully vaccinated against COVID have not been hospitalized or died from the disease. For information on where to go for vaccinations or testing, please go to the Humboldt County website and click on COVID information. Do what you can do to stop the spread of the Delta variant in Humboldt County. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your community. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are three words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.